A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenevieve, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
Oh, with all this spending that's been going on over Black Friday and now Cyber Monday, I woke up this morning, I'm like, why is the Dow down? Why are the Dow futures down? The Dow is down almost 250 points right now. You know why, Dave?
I'm guessing something that's happening in
China.
A while.
The protests in China are having an impact this morning on our stock market here. We're going to talk about that.
They've just had massive protests because, again, they're still moving forward on this zero COVID policy where they just lock people down and people are not having it this time around. And I've never, I mean, Debbie, in my life, I haven't seen protests like this. I don't remember Tiananmen Square very well. Obviously, that was massive, but these are huge. And it's affecting our markets here.
Let's get into it.
It's 9:07. It's time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
Here are three things that Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
Black Friday spending. Congratulations, folks. It was off the charts. Cyber Monday spending expected to be off the charts. It's setting all kinds of records, David. So I guess we're not so concerned about the economy, inflation, and our pocketbooks after all. Too bad Republicans didn't know this before the midterm elections. Maybe Black Friday explains why there really was never a red wave in Congress.
Oh, I'm not buying this at all, Deb. I think we just don't care about credit cards. We do not care about credit cards. And when we see a great deal, and there are a lot of great deals out there, swipe it, baby. Swipe that credit card.
Countdown to
A warning to Democrats. You may be stuck with President Joe Biden as your candidate in 2024. California Governor Gavin Newsom made what I thought this was an astonishing announcement. He's given the president his word he won't challenge him if he runs again. So at 9:20, we're going to dive into a live conversation with an LA Times reporter who tracks Governor Newsom's politics. I wonder if he's surprised about what Newsom said, as I am.
There's got to be more to this story. And I'm excited to talk to the LA Times about this because there is no way they believe this. There's no way that he's not running in 2024. Is there a little quid pro quo? Like where he says, I'm not going to challenge you, but if you don't run, I want your endorsement. There's got to be more to this.
Launch countdown one.
The U.S. stock market. Swift reaction this morning to what is going on in China. Let me check real quick. Dow's down 266 points now. Beijing's zero-tolerance COVID lockdown policies are at the center of an uproar. It looks like thousands of people taking to the streets and even calling for China's president to resign. The people there, Dave, they're fighting back.
Xi Jinping! Xi Jinping!
Yeah, the people are fighting back. What I'm concerned with is what China's response is going to be, because it's already been brutal. It has been so authoritarian with this zero COVID policy. What's going to happen to those that are fighting back?
Dave and Genovic.
The launch.
Commence.
We're continuing to track that developing story that Tim and Amanda were reporting out of the gates this morning, right out of Beijing, Shanghai, and beyond. Chinese people, Dave, sick of the country's zero-tolerance COVID policies. They're rising up, and this is rare, and it is dangerous for them.
Well, something that I did not expect to see, and these videos are starting to come out, right? We are seeing chairs and barricades being thrown at police officers. I have not seen that before in China, especially regarding COVID.
Here's how it began. Here's how it started. It was last week. protesters believe that COVID lockdowns delayed firefighters, Dave. It just takes one incident, right? It takes one moment in time for people to say enough is enough. So they think that firefighters could not reach a burning apartment building. 10 people died in that fire. That city was in lockdown for 100 days. So many people forced to stay home. And they believe that because of lockdowns, firefighters could not get to the scene of that fire fast enough.
Well, and the zero COVID policy is so much different than when China originally instituted it. The original version, and I saw this from a New York Times article, the new version of COVID, the latest variation, is something like 175 times more contagious than the original COVID. So you can't keep COVID out right now. And China is getting hit and hit hard.
In a moment, I'll talk about the case numbers and what that zero tolerance policy actually means in the eyes of the regime. But the rest of the world has moved on from COVID, right? I mean, when's the last time you saw a mask in a store? I saw one this weekend, a mask in a store. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we're still in a pandemic. But not China, at least not the leader, not the president of China. So let's move to Shanghai on Saturday. Protesters held up white pieces of paper, which is a protest to protest what they call censorship. And they were chanting that they want human rights. They need freedom. And now there are cries for their president, President Xi, to step down. And they're clashing with police. And CNN's Selena Wang says this is super risky for people in China to do this.
And in China, it is extremely dangerous to publicly criticize the party, especially Xi himself. You risk prison time or even worse. Some protesters also chanted they don't want COVID tests, they don't want dictatorship, they want freedom and democracy.
None of this is going over well. It won't go over well today, tomorrow, as long as President Xi is still in power, which it seems like he will be in power as long as he wants, as long as he chooses to. This puts the people at incredible danger.
So is it wild for me to think, is this the beginning of the end for him? Is this the beginning? Are there enough people protesting that this will be what it takes to overthrow their government? We're going to ask that of an expert at 11:05 in our 11 o'clock hour. Because come on, aren't we all thinking that, Dave?
Yeah. I mean, China has more than a billion people in that country. Like, they could rise up tomorrow. But in brutal dictatorships, what do you do? What can you do? Because his response could be so brutal and so violent, and we may never know the degree of how brutal and violent it might be.
Yeah,
that's what's scary about it. And yeah, do dictators topple? Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes the people rise up. This would have to be on a scale almost unimaginable.
So let's talk about, for the next few seconds here, what China's lockdowns have looked like. Have you ever heard of closed loop management? Yeah, I'm not kidding you. I read this morning on the Associated Press. They've been using this where factory workers live in the factories. So it's closed loop management of the disease. You live in the factory without any outside contact. How would that be if you had to live in the newsroom?
Yikes.
Also, they went on this new wave of lockdowns. It was last week. You got to stay home. Starting for 5 days, beginning last week, except to buy food or get medical treatment, you got to stay home. And the zero tolerance COVID policy, Dave, is actually a call for cases to be at or near zero. So zero tolerance is more about the disease. They want to keep these cases at or near zero. To your point, that might have been okay, something they could do in the beginning. But with this new strain, it is so contagious. Yesterday, they had 38,000 cases in China. 38,000.
Well, that sounds like a lot. Again, Debbie, we're talking about 3 to 4 times the size of the United States.
But it's nowhere near zero.
Yeah.
So how antiquated are these zero tolerance COVID policies?
Yeah, impossible.
I think that's why.
You have to admit you're wrong. President Xi will never admit he's wrong.
Straight ahead, a warning to Democrats. You may be stuck with President Joe Biden as your new candidate in 2024, because California Governor Gavin Newsom has made it clear if Joe runs, he's not going to run
We're going to have a conversation live with an LA Times reporter who tracks Governor Newsom's politics next.
Dave and Dujanovic. Get a quick blast of news each morning.
From Ukraine to Utah County.
You'll hear it first.
And accurately.
On KSL.
Listen weekdays between 5 and 9 to Tim and Amanda.
Utah's morning companions.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.